We are live from the All Night Zone, Daddy. Special edition of the All Night Long Wrestling Podcast. We are your hosts, The Enforcer, The Stallion. We're here, man. I am pumped, and I haven't even had coffee yet.
I can feel the caffeine pumping through the
room. I didn't even talk. Look, it's still closed. Still holding. Still holding in there. Today is a day, Joe and I have been looking forward to for a very long time. It's the All Night Long Wrestling Podcast cast official fantasy draft, or as we can call it, the All... We need to think of a catchy name.
The NLWPFD...
We'll
workshop that.
Yeah, we'll come up with something. Put it on the Facebook. We'll think of something. But so, pretty much, here's what we're going to be doing. In lieu of the big brand split for the WWE, today's June 16th. So it's about a month away. SmackDown is going to be going live on Tuesday nights, and they're going to split the roster. Raw will be its own entity, and SmackDown will be its own entity. So, a lot of sites, you know, we're not trying to hack anybody, but a lot of people have been doing this because everybody is interested to see where everybody goes in this brand split. Now, the way that Joe and I have orchestrated this is, since we're going to be running each roster as its own entity, when we draft these people, we have to think of marketability for the wrestlers. We have to think of matches. We have to think of star quality. We have to think of feuds down the line.
Right. Potential TV ratings if this was actually really Raw and SmackDown.
Yeah, like that. Exactly. We have to draft the best overall roster. I can't just come out here and draft everybody that was ever in Ring of Honor because nobody's going to watch on the TV for the WWE. So we have to think smart. We have to think logically. And what we're going to do is I'm going to draft my own roster. Joe is going to draft his own roster. And then we're going to leave it up to the people who has the better roster.
The 37 people. Who was it?
It could be worse. It could be a lot worse.
Could be more than that.
Could be more than that. You never know. I'm going to boost this all around the world. Probably big in South America. How you doing?
That's right.
Tango el gato los pantalones.
We're nothing if not diverse with our podcast. So,
and there we are. Diversity is key in this world. So, without further ado... Do you want SmackDown or do you want Raw?
I don't know. I'm gonna let you pick which show, or I don't know how you want to work it, and then we'll flip a coin to see who gets the first.
Do you
first
have a coin?
Pick. I have a coin.
You have a coin, right?
I have a dollar coin.
All right.
That I got from the subway in New York City. That's been sitting in my house for 18 months because I don't know where you can use dollar coins. So that's what we're gonna flip. Okay. We're gonna put it to use. All right. So I don't know. But you tell me. I mean, do you want?
Well, you know what? All right. Before we get there, what does the winner get?
Oh, we said. So I think last time you mentioned that the winner. The loser would have to buy the winner IHOP breakfast. That was, I think, the terms.
Hold on. Let's get a shake. And that is a fair shake. You guys can't see it, but
a manly handshake.
So, I'm going to go with SmackDown. I love the color blue. That's the only reason behind this.
Okay. So, all I'm going to flip the coin.
Hold on. You're going to flip it, grab, and then cup, or you're going to flip it and wherever it lands?
I'm going to grab and cup, because I don't want to dent my wood floors.
Brand new, beautiful. You guys should see these wood floors.
It's got to actually flip. Since it's not Packers Cardinals. We can't have a repeat.
Can't have it just.
We can't have Roger Goodell ruling on our draft. We just can't have it.
Bozo Deluxe.
So do you want to call it in the air, or do you want to just go heads? You go first. Tails, I go first.
Heads, I go first. Tails, you go first.
All right. I'm gonna stand. I'm gonna flip it now. I'm gonna stand and flip it. All
right. I'm gonna do the play-by-play. Joe is standing up. He's wearing New York Giants pajama pants. I'm wearing regular pajama pants.
It's heads.
It's heads. So that means I go first.
That means you go first, sir. So I'm gonna write. I'm gonna write our picks down. Mikey's got SmackDown. I'm taking Raw. Mikey's going first.
Oh boy, there's a lot of pressure on me. Excuse me while I sip my coffee. You know what that was the sip of justice, my friend. So I have some copious notes that I've taken.
I also have notes. You seem to be more up to date as far as technology is concerned.
Yeah, Joe has a pen right now with a quill.
I have a quill pen and a notepad. So your turn. There's no timer here because we feel like we can stay within the rules.
It should be realistically. It shouldn't take more than a minute, I would say, to draft the person.
If that. So we're gonna buzz these. Oh, so what do we say? We're doing 30 picks each.
Here's the rules. Yeah, we're doing 30 picks each. That can include one GM and a SmackDown and a Raw commentary team.
Right. Minimum two?
Minimum of two.
Okay.
Have to be the people we draft have to be employed by the WWE.
Yes.
In SmackDown, Raw, or NXT. Currently employed.
On one of the brands.
Yeah.
Not just by the company.
Okay. That you immediately threw a monkey wrench in one of my plans. Immediately
no,
threw
I'm
a
asking.
Monkey wrench.
We can agree
to that. No, that's monkey wrench. The monkey wrench has been thrown. The shots have been fired. So okay,
You're on the clock.
All right.
Let me get my notes.
So first in the all night long wrestling draft, SmackDown is going to take John Cena.
Oh, that's balls.
John Cena. Excuse me, I sipped my coffee. I believe John Cena is the correct pick because if he's shown anything, and we're just going to talk a little bit about why we picked what we picked. I think John Cena was the right pick because he's obviously still the face of the brand. So you're going to get, you're going to get ratings. But on top of that, he has shown the ability to put other people over and have great matches with them. He's very versatile.
Fair enough. So I'm up, right?
Yeah.
And we decided we're going back and forth. No snakes, right?
We're not snaking it.
So I'm going to take...
It's funny if you guys could see this. It's like there's a wall in between Joe and I because we're both.
You can't. There's no cheating.
No cheating here.
I'm gonna go with AJ Styles.
Son of a monkey's ass. My first pick.
Taking AJ. He's only been in WWE for what, maybe five or six months, I would say.
Taking the world by storm.
Rocketed to the top.
Are you saying that because Austin said they should strap a rocket to AJ Styles' ass and let him go to the top?
I'm with that. Yeah. I'm with that. So I think he's shown a lot, puts on great matches. Obviously, one of the best wrestlers in the world today, inside and outside of WWE. So.
Inside of the WWE, AJ Styles, for my money, is the best professional wrestler in the world today.
I'm down. All right. Well, I'd like the first pick so far.
Coming out the gate hot. So now, you really did a number on me. I'm gonna have
to. Let me ask you questions before. I know we're on this too long. Who did you think I was gonna take after you took Cena? Do you have any thoughts of who I was gonna go?
I thought you might go Roman.
You thought I was gonna go.
I thought you might go Roman. I'm gonna go with the Pedigree Master himself, Seth Rollins. Mm-hmm. Seth Rollins is my number two. Now, immediately looking at my roster so far, you have your top heel and your top babyface of the company. Joe, it writes itself.
It does write itself.
Seth Rollins, the pop he got when he came back and, Roman Reigns was legendary. And Seth Rollins is malleable. He can go either way right now. He could be a face or he could be a heel. So, Seth Rollins is my pick.
Okay, so now the other thing we were talking about at one point prior to doing this was managers. So, like, if Maurice come with Miz and Lana comes with Rusev and things like that?
I feel like that's fair.
Okay.
I know where he's going. Now I know where he's going.
I just want to make sure that we're on the same.
That's fair.
Okay. So I'm going to take...
Oh, you want on three, right? You want to say it on three? One, two, three. Brock Lesnar.
And Paul
Heyman.
I knew it.
God, that is such good booking on your part. Great job.
I'm writing it down. Sorry, we're just keeping track.
Yeah.
So yeah, obviously Brock. Now he's part time.
He was mine. He was my second.
He was your next.
He was my next.
Okay. So it's funny because I grouped wrestlers by like where I want to take them in the draft, and the top four wrestlers I grouped on my notes were the four that we took today.
Yep.
So,
same here.
Okay. So we're in good shape. Everything's working out well.
I'm gonna get right down to the nitty gritty. My number three pick: Roman Reigns. The star power's there, and he's just begging for the heel turn. Roman Reigns is my number three pick. Now is where it gets interesting, I think.
Now it
gets a little interesting, so.
Okay. This is definitely going to be interesting. I'm going to go with...
Can I just say something else? I don't think I've had this much fun in a very long time. I'm really enjoying this draft.
Since 1994, when the Rangers won the Stanley Cup, is the last time I think I had this much enjoyment.
Or 2005. No, never mind.
All right, so I have a bunch of guys here. I don't know which one I really want to take. But given the roster I currently have and level of interest, I don't know, peeking at my
list. I'm actually not peeking. I'm looking at my list.
I'm going to go with Finn Balor next.
Ooh, wow. You're digging deep into the NXT very early. Okay.
I'm going with Finn Balor because I think it would be an interesting dynamic to have him and AJ Styles in the same show. And I think if you have Brock, depending on whether you want to book him as a face or a heel, same thing with Styles and Balor, they could both go either way. So there's a lot of versatility, as you would say there. So I'm taking Finn with my third pick.
Oh, that's a great pick. Excuse me while I cough again. Okay. Wow, that's... All right. So now looking at... This is... We're split down the middle right now. as far as matches and match quality, you have the better roster. I think star power, I've got the better roster so far.
That's fair.
So I'm going to have to really kind of do my best to even this out. And it might be a little high, but I'm going with Kevin Owens. Kevin Owens is my pick, my fourth pick in the draft. He's made a name for himself in a very short time. He's been on the main roster, what, about a year?
Yeah, about a year.
Arguably the best heel. And he could do it all, as we all know. So Kevin Owens is my number four.
Okay, so I'm fighting some things here.
Yeah, this
trying
is...
Trying to figure out which direction to go.
Yep.
It's too early to take a kicker, right? I can't take a kicker?
Can't take a kicker.
Okay.
It's too early to be picking this late in the draft, Joe.
There you go.
Remember that?
One of my favorite quotes of all time.
Yeah, that was the top five. Probably all the greatest thing I ever did.
So this guy, I don't dislike him. He's a solid wrestler, but I see where you're going with the name value, the marketability, established guys.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go with Randy Orton.
Wow. Okay.
Number four.
That's good booking on your part, yeah. He could put on a mediocre to above average match. He's not going to put on a 5-star classic, I don't think. But you're going to get the name Randy Orton, the music hits, you're going to get the pop, you know.
And I think just looking at my roster so far, the four guys, these matchups are all fresh. Styles, Lesnar, Balor, Orton.
Yeah, I think the same could be said for me.
Yes.
Tight. Yeah, when you're looking.
My bad.
So, actually, no, except for Kevin Owens. All right. Now is really when it starts to get dicey. It's okay. This is where it gets a little interesting. I'm going to have to go with my man himself, Sami Zayn, El Generico. I'll do whatever I can to get him on my roster. As I read that WWE is looking to push him as the new Daniel Bryan, and between that and having the built-in Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn feud, I think it writes itself. So Sami Zayn's my pick.
Good pick. I like the fact that Owens and Zayn are on the same show. Yep. I think that's
what I was going for. I was
talking to BK about that the other day, about whether they'd be better to split them up or keep them together. I think keeping them together is the way to go. Just because they have such a history together, I'd hate to see them lose that.
I agree. Dynamic. Unless they put them on different shows and brought them together at a Mania or something like that. So,
all right. So I'm going to go with my fifth pick. I'm going to go Work Rate.
Work Rate. Okay.
Work Rate. We're going Cesaro.
Son of a beasting. Great, great call on your part. Nobody better in the ring right now than Antonio Cesaro.
You got to have somebody Swiss on your roster. It's just you can't not have that.
Swiss Superman. The Swiss Superman.
It's the only way to go.
Well, this is where it's... Now, what do we say about factions? What was our ruling on the factions?
Well, I think it depends on the faction, right? New Day, I think we said, all would come together.
Yeah.
I don't even know why I'm bringing them up. Social Outcasts would come together. I'm trying to think of other factions. Obviously, the club is split.
Yeah, the club is split because they're a huge name, yeah.
I'm trying to think of some other...
Wyatt Family is my Wyatt question. I don't think they should go together. I think it's too much.
Split them?
I think it's because I... My next pick, I'm just going to say, is going to be Bray Wyatt.
Okay.
I think it would be unfair to take Bray Wyatt, Rowan Harper, and and Strowman. So I think just being fair, Bray Wyatt is my next pick. One of the best promo guys in the business, and he can definitely handle himself in the ring. And the whole entrance is very, very much over. So I'm going to go with Bray Wyatt.
Okay. I like that. Just trying to build out storylines. Build out storylines in my head.
Yeah, me too.
Right? Yep. Trying to see what I can do with my roster, just who I got right now. Mm-hmm. All right. So I don't know if it's too early for this. We'll let the critics.
Oh, no. Go ahead.
I'm taking Anderson and Gallows.
God, I knew it! I knew it! I'm so mad at myself!
I understand.
I'm so mad!
I don't know why you're angry.
Dude, I wanted to take Anderson and Gallows.
No, I'm sorry.
I just ran across the room. That's why you couldn't hear me.
I don't want to ruin. I don't mean to ruin the fun.
Tight.
Good times. I just think with the roster, that since I have Balor and Styles on the roster, having Anderson and Gallows again would be good for a dynamic.
Yeah, that's great. Great booking on your part. What else is new? Man, that's such a good pick. It should have been mine. Anybody gets the high fidelity reference? 2 points for you. Now it's getting even tougher, I think, at this point. You went for a tag team, which is the right thing to do at this pick. So I'm, of course, going to have to go for a tag team. I'm going to go Enzo and Cass. Enzo and Big Cass are the most over tag team right now, even more so than the champions, the New Day, arguably. And I just happen to love them, and that also gives me the versatility to have them break up at some point or have Cass go solo with Enzo as a manager. So it's about booking long term.
I like it. I think it's a good job by you.
Thank you.
I'm torn.
Yeah, me too. It's getting interesting.
I'm torn here. You know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to pull the trigger.
Don't do it. Don't do it. I know. Wait, no. I don't. Go ahead.
Are you ready? Sure.
Say it. Just say it. Just say it. I know. Go. Go ahead. Say it.
He's so angry. I'm sorry. I'm going to go with Shinsuke Nakamura.
Son of a bitch. You've got to be kidding me. You've got to be kidding me. I knew it. It was so stupid of my part. God, I'm an idiot.
No, you're not. That's ridiculous.
Great job on Nakamura, you son of a monkey. That's a good pick, man. That's a great pick with Nakamura.
You know, you got to get the culture expanded over different continents.
You're right. I have no issue with you choosing Nakamura. Looking up. If you're going to go Nakamura, and just looking at who I have here, it seems like I could use another big badass heel that can work. And I think I'm trying to stall.
These things is important. This is pick 8. We're getting down. Now we're gonna get into double digits soon.
Yeah,
you know, we gotta make sure we stay.
Yeah. I'm gonna go with Samoa Joe.
Good pick.
Yeah, Samoa Joe. He's primed for the main roster. And he's going to, you know, he will be there soon. He's the current NXT heavyweight champion. I think Samoa Joe is the next big thing.
That's a good pick. That was gonna be my next pick. I'm not gonna lie.
Good. I'm glad I stuck one of your picks.
Yeah. No, that's fair, man. That's how this works. All right. I got as per my list and my rankings.
Yep.
I have a tag team next.
I do too. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm going American Alpha.
Wow.
As the next tag team.
Unbelievable. That's a tag team I was going to take. Yep. Beautiful, beautiful pick. I think American Alpha. We stopped talking at the same time. I noticed that. Because you're writing and I'm thinking, so we have to think out loud.
Fault.
No, it's not your fault. You're better than I am as a person. Wow. There's a guy I totally forgot about. There's two guys I completely forgot about. I don't know what to do now.
Why don't you tell me who they are? That way I can take the one you don't take, and then that way you don't have to worry about it anymore.
No, Joe, no. It's my job to keep this running here. I'm still upset about the Anderson and Gallows thing. I'll be honest with you. It's not sitting well with me. What do we say about titles?
Titles come with the wrestler. So we're actually, now that we think about it, you have the WWE champion on your show.
I do.
And I don't think we've drafted any other champions, right? So Miz.
Well, let's change that because I'm taking the New Day.
Wow.
Look, the New Day rocks. I like the New Day. I do not love the New Day, but I'm getting the titles and on top of. And oh, you have the NXT champions. You have American Alpha. Oh, no. You don't anymore.
You have the NXT champion, Samoa Joe.
I do. I'm really just building up a title brigade over here. New Day, they have a great built-in feud with Enzo and Cass over on SmackDown on my show. And I think it's, you know, you got two tag teams and I got two tag teams. It's time to keep it even.
I'm torn on where to go next.
Because really now we're thinking about titles.
Now. I am thinking about titles now.
I know where you're going. You're going to say it. I know where you're going.
I don't know if you do.
I think I do. I think I do. They can't read our... We should have videoed this.
We should have Facebook Live
day. Yeah. Oh, that's such a...
I'm not good on technology.
No, me neither.
I'm going with The Miz and Maurice.
Okay.
For the the Intercontinental title.
I'm just going to see you right ahead, and I'm going to go Rusev and Lana.
Oh. Okay.
We both got a heel, and we both got a valet. I think it was a good call on both of our parts. Okay. Miz has been so incredibly underrated lately. That guy deserves everything that's coming his way. So.
I agree. I really was never a huge Miz fan.
You hated the Miz.
I hated him
you
for a long time.
You hated the
I've
Miz.
Really come around on Miz and his act, and like you said, I think he's been having good matches this year, too.
Well, I'm not, Joe. Okay. So, right back to you.
I don't like where this is going. I'm not going to lie.
Really? I feel pretty good about this so far.
I'm a little bit concerned about a drop-off in my roster. Okay, you know what? A lot of guys, so many guys I like. I don't know what to do. I'm going to go Neville.
Great call with AJ Neville. He was next on my list. You ready for the curveball?
I don't know. Am I ready?
Bobby Roode.
Damn you. Damn you.
Yes. Bobby Roode just made his NXT debut. He's going to be an impact player right out of the gate. That's my...
That is so upsetting to me because I didn't think you would even...
You didn't think what?
So good
you,
it should have been more.
I love the fact that we can quote High Fidelity so often. Joe looks tight. I wish you guys could see his face.
Extremely tight right now.
Oh, I got my next pick.
Man, this I don't like any of this at all.
He's biting his pen, folks. If you hear a chomping sound, he's biting his pen.
Sasha Banks.
Oh, nice choice with Sasha Banks. That was a good pick.
Just for anybody keeping score, which is probably just us, this is the 12th pick.
This is the 12th pick, so we're almost halfway there.
Yeah,
you're going to go Sasha Banks, and I'm going to go Dean Ambrose, the third member of the Shield on the SmackDown roster. Haven't been very high on his in-ring work as of late, but judging by Raw, man, that guy is over.
Okay. I don't know where to go from here.
Breezango is still on the list. If you want.
Is Big Show available?
Yes. Is he don't say there? It. Don't say it. I'll draft him for you.
I will not take Big Show. Whew, I don't know, man. This is tough. I guess I'll go...
I wish I had the Jeopardy theme.
Dolph Ziggler next.
Really? Yeah. Okay. Dolph Ziggler's a good pick. He's very versatile. Dolph Ziggler, I'm going to go with Charlotte Flair. Another title on the SmackDown roster. But I got it. I need to... I mean, Charlotte is the face of the WWE women's title right now. And I think I just got to be smart here from here on out. There's lots of dead air, and I apologize.
I'm sorry.
No,
it's my fault.
No, you're thinking.
I'm thinking a lot. I'm going to go Bayley.
Son of a...
I like the Sasha-Bayley combination on my show.
That's a great call. I think Sasha-Bayley is a great call on your part, and for my... I'm going to go Asuka. Charlotte versus Asuka's got... That's got good... I like that.
I don't know if you're going to like this next pick, Mikey.
Go ahead. Lay it on me.
I'm going with the Revival.
They were on my list. The Revival was on my list. The most underrated tag team in the business today. Love the Revival. I really do like those guys.
So we're at pick 15. So now we're actually at the halfway mark.
Oh, yeah, because
we're doing 30.
Oh,
okay,
30 good. Deep. I feel better that we're doing 30 because I was thinking I'm kind of creeping up here. I was just going to say Rusev, but I already went Rusev. Man, who... Judging by my tag teams, I got the New Day.
You got Enzo and Cass.
I got Enzo and Cass, I got the New Day, and that's it. So I can go one of two ways here, but I'm going to go with... Gargano and Ciampa.
Good call. Yeah. Good call. They're on my list.
I think they're more of the future. I was thinking about that's kind of a smart pick. They're over, but they're not very over. But they'll have good matches, so.
Okay. I think I'm going to go with Austin Aries.
Oh, he was literally my next pick. That is such a good call. Great call on Austin Aries.
Just got to, you know, keep the work rate up. That's what
we're trying to do. Keep the work rate up. That's a good one.
Live TV, bro.
We're on live. Both of our shows are on live. It's important that we keep match quality up. Man, you really snuck me with the American Alpha and the Austin Aries.
I apologize.
You really threw a monkey wrench in my yam bag over here. This is where it gets interesting. We're getting a lot later.
It's getting late early out there.
It is getting late early. It's like Yogi Berra. I'm going to go name value, not because I love his matches, but I'm going to say Sheamus.
Okay.
He's a little, he's got some international flavor, and he's in the Ninja Turtles movie. How can you go wrong with Sheamus? Very easily. I just did, but continue.
Okay. I'm going to go. Now, this is a, I don't know if it's too high to take this guy, but name value,
yeah,
marketability,
yeah,
the fact that he can only appear on my show. You ready?
You're going Undertaker, aren't you?
I am going
Undertaker. Unbelievable. Really? He's a part-timer. You went Taker? He's only on your show. Actually, he doesn't even appear on your show. He only appears on Mania.
Tight.
So you got
very tight.
You got him once a year.
Knocking my Undertaker pick.
No, it's a good pick with Taker. You know, it makes sense. Well, I guess I'm...
Pick 17, by the way. Pick 17.
Pick 17. It's getting... Well, I mean, if you're going to go Taker, I'm going to go Triple H.
Good call.
I'm going to go Triple H because he could double up as a main eventer, and he could also double up as my GM. So it's kind of two picks in one.
It's a value pick.
Yeah, he's a value
pick. It's good value
there. I'm getting a utility player when I get Triple H. And I could feel Joe thinking. I could feel him thinking.
I have two guys. I don't know that I'm a big fan of either one.
Okay.
One guy I'm pretty tired of.
Chris Jericho.
Yeah.
That's how good we are.
Okay. So I'm gonna go the other way and pick the other guy.
Okay.
Alberto Del Rio.
I'm tired of both of them, but out of the two, I think Alberto Del Rio is a better pick. I think that's a really good call on your part. I'm going to go with the guy. It's not really outside the box, but it's a guy who has not got his... He hasn't got his just. He hasn't got his just due. I really feel like he can be a main eventer. And I feel like somebody I drafted already might be a great mouthpiece for him. And Lana, I'm going Jack Swagger. Yeah. Going the swag man. I'm going with Jack Swagger.
Okay.
Now we're getting down to the real nitty gritty here.
I'm going
to
say... Apollo Crews.
Apollo Crews is a really good pick, yeah. They're finally doing something with him. I think it's a good time for it. I guess I'll go on notoriety at the end of the tag team. I'm going to go with the Usos.
Usos?
Yeah. Okay. A little bit... I didn't expect them to go earlier, but because of their name, and I have Reigns on my show too, I feel like it's good booking.
That is good booking. Keep them together.
Yep.
Does that mean I should take Paige next? Because I took Del Rio.
Hi, Poppy. Gross. I bet she... Never mind.
So I'll then take Shane McMahon.
Great pick with Shane. And he's got a built-in feud with me for Triple H.
Yes, absolutely.
So that's a great...
Cross promotion. Because we're not enemies.
No, we're not. We're both just trying to succeed, you know? At the end of the day, we're just trying to make each other better. And I got two guys here. One had a little bit of a good run as a singles, and they are a decent tag team together. I'm going to go with Sin Cara and Kalisto.
Oh, Lucha Dragons.
Lucha Dragons, yeah. I think another utility pick, if you will. Got two picks for one. Man, I'm pissed about your Sasha.
That is a good call.
Now we're getting really, really out
this
there.
Is the 20th. This is round 20. So this was your 20th pick. This is my 20th pick.
There's a lot of dead air on this radio. There's a lot of dead air. It's my job while Joe looks over to make sure that there's not. No, it's not your fault.
I'm letting everybody down.
You're not letting everybody down. We're both thinking very hard.
Hideo Itami.
Son of a bitch, dude. That was my next one. You got my Hideo Itami. I don't
know why you gotta keep calling me names.
I wasn't calling you names. I was just cursing in general. But that's really...
It's unfortunate.
That's really, really good. Because
you picked on me about the dead air.
I didn't pick on... No, I'm not picking on you about the dead air.
You call me an SOB.
I'm not calling you an SOB. I'm calling me an SOB for not getting a Tommy.
All just because of Hideo Itami. I don't understand why.
It's not because of Hideo Itami.
I'm taking Hideo Itami. It's done.
Great call. You know what? Then I'm going to boast my tag team division with another guy that I think is a great singles worker that can going to be pushed as soon as he gets back, Harper and Rowan.
Oh, good call.
Yeah.
Very good.
Big fan of Harper, Luke Harper, and I think he's got what it takes to be a good singles wrestler too. You could say Goldust. I'm not going to be offended if you say Goldust. No.
You know what? I'm just going to take him. I feel like it's a good value pick at pick 21.
Okay.
Chris Jericho.
I understand the pick. It's a good pick. I don't like him.
Are you verklempt over there?
What's going on? I'm feeling a little verklempt. I can't say I blame you for taking him. I was gonna go later with Itami. I can't believe you. Chris Jericho can wrestle everybody. He's been wrestling everybody. He's in every ladder match you'll ever see for the rest of your life. You know, it's a good pick. Just going over my list here, it seems to me that I've only got two divas with Charlotte and Asuka. So if I'm talking wrestling match quality and who's over, I'm also going to go ahead and take Natty.
Good call. She's on my list.
Yeah. Natty deserves everything she gets, and I really hope she gets another run of the title.
Okay.
Love me some Natty.
I'm trying to think of what I got here. I think I need another tag team.
It's possible.
It's
possible. You could use another tag team, yeah. Is it No Way Jose?
Because he counts as two guys.
Yeah.
He's so good.
He's that good.
I'll take Void Villains.
Oh, that's a really good pick. They were going to be next to me. Yeah. Void Villains is a great pick. They've had a little bit of a rough go of it, I would say. The Void Villains, they haven't gotten the push they deserve. Well, true. They got the push, but they haven't been given the best. I don't know. It's a little awkward. Their whole gimmick isn't over because it kind of just came out of nowhere. They didn't have any really any pizzazz behind them, if you want to call it that. I'll go with the guy who they brought over from NXT recently, and they kind of threw him in a. You know.
I think I know where you're going.
They brought him up, and they had a feud with one of the guys you picked already. I'm going to go with Baron Corbin.
BC.
Biz Cliz, daddy. The Drifter's still on the list, if you want. The Drifter is still out there. Still nobody taking
still the Still hanging.
Yeah.
This is pick 23, by the way.
23,
I'm going Becky Lynch.
Oh, man, I can't believe you waited that long on her. Great call on Becky Lynch. Great, great, great call. Well, just to round out the crew, I'm bringing up Carmella from NXT.
Wow, good call on your part.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. She can get right back in there with Enzo and Cass, and eventually she could turn on them. There's plenty of feuds for her. So, Carmella.
All right, so here's where I'm going to go. My 24th pick.
Okay.
All right. It's a tag team.
If you take them up, I'm going to be so mad.
No, I have this. I don't know who you're thinking of.
Okay.
I think I have the team you're thinking of on my list.
Okay.
But it's not the one I'm taking right now.
Okay.
Unless I'm totally wrong. But we'll find out.
Let's find out.
Reaction. So, I think it's a good pick for value because it's a singles guy and a tag team.
Ooh. And I'm NXT taking both WWE. Guys.
So, he's a single in WWE, but a tag team in NXT.
He's a singles wrestler in WWE, but he's in a tag... I got nothing. Who is it?
Zack Ryder.
Oh, Mojo Rawley. Good call.
Hype Bros, bro.
The Hype Bros, man. That's a really, really good call. Let's see. What are you at, 25?
25. Can't wait to book the Hype Brothers Explode.
They could have a perfect like a last man standing match. I think that would be good for them. Well, because I feel like you are going to take this tag team... Yeah, you're looking at like you can take. I'm gonna take him now. TMDK, the Mighty Don't Kneel, Mikey Nichols, Shane Haste. I mean, right? The tag teams. I mean, I guess I'm really kind of thriving with the tag teams here, but I would say I got Gargano and Ciampa, and I got TMDK. So I got some matches I can make out of that.
That's good. That's solid. I'm going to take Tyler Breeze, 25.
Nice. Do you want to go with Fandango and take Breezango?
I guess I could, right?
You might as well. I mean, just for value, getting a couple extra.
All right, I'll take them both.
All right.
Because you're giving them away.
I'm giving away Breezango. Now we're at 26. Man, this is where it gets real. I don't want to say it gets thin, but you got to kind of make some good decisions here. You really got me on a couple of these. You got me with the American Alpha. That's the one that's really kicking me in the yambag here. I don't want to keep saying I'm going to be that guy. But, and we did say we're going to need. All right, when you said earlier that they had to be employed by a WWE or NXT or on a show, I'll tell you who I was going to take. I was going to take Joey Styles in my commentary.
That's actually exactly why I brought it up.
You did your
yeah.
Son of a...
I was sure you were going to take Moro Ronello, and I was like, all right, I need somebody that's not Michael Cole. So I thought about it, and I realized that Joey Styles is still employed by the company.
Yes, so that's why you said that. Yeah. All right, so I'm going to go ahead, and I'm going to take Moro then.
Damn it.
Yeah. Moro, I feel like, can honestly do the job by himself. He doesn't need anybody else. He doesn't need anybody else with him. So
as my handwriting gets worse as we do this.
You're getting angrier and angrier.
So just so... So you have Moro. I'm taking Corey Graves.
Okay.
As my colleague.
Yeah,
guy.
That's a really,
taking
really
him
good
first.
Call. Sure. So we're up to 20. What is it?
27. Sorry about my hand.
27. Oh, it's okay.
Sorry.
You know, I want to take a singles guy, but just.
You want to take David Otunga. Just do it.
I do.
You don't have to explain yourself.
I do want to take David. I'm not going to do it. I'm not taking Otunga.
Is MVP available?
No, he's not, Joe. He's not.
Is Ken Kennedy available?
He might be, eventually. Do the people in the Cruiserweight Classic count?
Is Rockstar Spud available?
he will be soon.
I don't think anybody in the
Cruiserweight Classic, they don't count?
No.
All right, so...
Hornswoggle. El Torito.
Swoggle is his name?
Swoggs.
It's not
King of Small Style.
That's a great name for him. Man, where do I want to go? Where do I want to go? I guess...
Four picks left. You got to make them count.
I'll take Notoriety. I'll go Dudley Boys.
Good call.
You know what? I don't think they're okay in the ring these days, but they're still the Dudley Boys. If you give them the platform, they're still going to get the people over. We are getting thin here, Joe. Getting real thin.
I got two guys I want. I don't know which one to take. You know, I know which one I'm going to take.
Okay.
Ty Dillinger.
The perfect 10.
Perfect 10.
The perfect 10, Joe. Oh, man. Well, this is 28?
This is pick 28, sir.
Pick 28. There's a guy that just signed that hasn't made his debut. Does that count?
Yeah,
he signed NXT.
He's with a company. That's fair.
Yep. I'm going to go with Tommy End.
Tommy End?
Tommy End just signed to NXT. He's a favorite of mine. And I really think I think he'll be great internationally.
Okay. I'm going to go with the other guy I was going to take before. And I don't know if he's ever coming back or not, but it's a late pick.
Daniel Bryan.
No. Tyson Kidd.
You know what? I was really thinking about taking Tyson Kidd, too. I think that's a really good call. I like Tyson Kidd. I hope he does come back. He definitely, definitely deserves it. So we're getting... I don't want to take all these tag teams, but I can't think of any of the singles wrestlers I got left here.
I'll be honest with you. I'm out of male singles wrestlers on my list.
You are?
I'm pretty sure. I have one guy on here, and I'm not even sure if he's employed by the company anymore. So I'm just going to...
Are you going to take him?
No, I don't think so.
Do you want to say who it is so we can answer the question?
Eric Young.
Yeah, I was thinking about him too, but I'm...
I'm not sure if he's signed.
I don't know if he's signed.
I didn't want to cheat.
Yeah, so you know, that's fair.
I'm going to leave him on.
That's fair. I feel like me taking Rhino and Big. I'm not sure. I think I'm going to take The Ascension.
Interesting.
Yeah.
The Ascension.
I think pushed correctly, they have what it they, or they have what it takes to at least be a decent mid card team.
I need a play by play man still, don't I?
Unless you think Corey Graves can do it all by himself, which he probably could.
He probably could. You know what? I'm gonna stick with. I know we talked about Joey Styles, and he's not really, you know, whatever. I'll take Michael Cole, because even though I don't really
like Michael Cole. You're gonna take Michael Cole, okay.
But he's not, I don't think he's as bad as he used to be. I think he's actually kind of a professional announcer, and him and Graves might have a decent interaction back and forth.
I think that's, so this is my last pick, right?
This is the final pick.
This is the final pick. Part of me wants to go with either Saxon or JBL, just so I have a two-man announce team, but I honestly believe Mauro Ranallo has what it takes to do the job by himself. I really do. I think he can better than that.
There's no supplemental draft, bro.
There is no supplemental draft. I'm telling you, a singles wrestler who they're going to bring to the main roster eventually, and he's going to give you a 20-minute match every time if asked, and he's a badass. The former Biff Busick. Ole Orca, One Lorca, whatever his name is. His real name is Christopher Gerard, and I'm taking him as my 30th pick in the draft.
I wrote down Busick because I
Busick's fine. That's fine. Yep.
I'm gonna go with another female, just to round out. I think I have three females.
You going with Paige?
I'm going Paige.
Paige. Okay, that's a good call.
Fourth and final.
You have Del Rio and Paige. Nice. Yeah. Okay.
There's a lot of angles I can work with. That.
A lot of angles. Yeah. You could have her get a stupid tattoo for him and then break up, and then she haunts him for his whole life.
I don't know what you mean by that.
Well, the draft is over, pal.
How fast did we go through that? That was a lot quicker than I thought.
That was about, yeah, I figured it was going to be 45 minutes to an hour.
You're a much smarter man than me.
No.
And better looking.
Nope, not neither. Neither of those three.
Twice.
Neither of those four things.
It's just what it is.
Nope. So now what do we do? Do we break down the draft, or do we, what do we do now?
Can we put it through Yahoo and have them give us a letter grade?
You know what? Let me see the
list. Here you go.
I'm going to take, you know, we're going to look at this list over. I think.
I'm sorry about my handwriting.
There's nothing wrong with your handwriting.
I'm sorry about the swearing. I know you don't like that.
It's okay. I covered my ears. I sensed it myself. This was a great draft. I think we both put a lot of time and effort into it. And we thought about the angles, which makes us incredible marks, you know?
It just supported what we already knew.
Yeah, we are marks. I think we should give this to BK, see what he says. He's got the best roster, and we'll go from there. But, you know, either way, I think we did a great job, pal.
I think you did too. I think it's all around a great job. So what do we do from here? We'll give it to BK.
We're going to give it to BK. We're going to give it to some people. I'll send it some to my friends. You can send it to some of your friends, and then we'll post it on the Facebook page.
Screen cap it. Okay.
Take a screen cap of that, and then we'll get some feedback on it. And then hopefully next week's episode, we'll have some resolution here.
And the winner gets IHOP breakfast.
I'm going to go to town on that breakfast sampler with some extra French toast.
I think you're...
Dude, it's a week from tomorrow.
You're counting your chickens.
It's a week from tomorrow.
It is a week from tomorrow.
I'm so pumped about that. God, I'm pumped.
How about, and this isn't our regular podcast, we'll get into this on our regular week, but how about Final Battle coming back to New York? How pumped?
Let's go, man. We needed that. We
really did.
Field of Honor, Final Battle, and War of the Worlds... All in 6 months.
It's a good haul.
It's a great job of Ring of Honor. Way to come back to New York where you know you're loved. And we're not going to give you stupid chants like, we hate Full Sail. Marks. All right, Joe. Well, listen, that concludes this draft. I think you did a good job. I think you did better. Well, you know what? I think the people are going to tell us who did better.
I can't wait till everybody rips us and we have to redo this whole podcast because everyone says that we suck.
There's no way that people aren't going to say that we suck.
Okay.
But sometimes, Joe, in the face of adversity, you have to remember one thing. I've paid my dues time after time. That's it for the All Night Long Wrestling Podcast. We are the Enforcer and the Stallion. We're tapping out. But